Hello. Welcome to something that I hope for those of you who are listening in, you will find some comfort from this. I've been thinking over the last week or so in relation to what we do as a church, as a community, and we have our services. There are a whole lot of phone calls and emails and connecting that I know not just I, but so many other people within our community are doing. And it is just so uplifting to hear of how needs are being met within our community. So I want to give a huge thank you to all of you who are doing that. And do not stop. Continue with that. I also want to encourage you. I thought what we would do over a couple of days or so is to have some form of thought for what we can be looking in at together, in groups, individually, and maybe connect with one another. There's a book I have been using for a couple of years now called Common Prayer, A Liturgy for Ordinary Radicals. And it is by a guy called Shane Claiborne, Jonathan Wilson Hargrove, and Enuma Okoro. And it I have found to be very encouraging and challenging with some of the stories that we read of different martyrs through the centuries, different people who have influenced thoughts of those around and the challenge that there is for us. And so I'm going to read from this book. You can get this on Amazon or you can have the app. They have an app to go with many phones, which is superb. But I'm just going to go through this and I really hope that this brings some comfort and encouragement as well to your heart and to your soul. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. I do want to take this time as well, like this is a moment where many of you, whether it be via YouTube or Spotify or your own CDs, tapes, whatever you have in your homes, do not stop worshiping. Do not stop praising God. In this time that we find, as we will look back on these days, on these weeks, in months, years to come, I am really hopeful that people will see the closeness of God and know the presence of God that was felt in this time of solitude. So do take some time to praise and worship, whether you have your favorite song, hymn, poem, whatever that is that helps you know the closeness of God. Do that now. In Psalm 146, 1-3, it says, Hallelujah! Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in rulers, nor in any child of earth, for there is no help in them. When they breathe their last, they return to earth, and in that day their thoughts perish. In you alone we put our trust. Let us not be put to shame. And a reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, beginning at verse 32. Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes. And they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him, spit on him and kill him. And on the third day he will rise again. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him, saying, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. And he said to them, What do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, We are able. So Jesus said to them, You will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I am baptized with, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be among you. But whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is the word of the Lord. In you alone we put our trust. Let us not be put to shame. Peter Morin, co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, said, The world would be better off if people tried to become better. And people would become better if they stopped trying to become better off. I want to encourage you just to pause and take time now to reflect in the needs that you have for yourself, for your friends, and where you want to see God touch your heart on the hearts of those around you. So take a moment now and just pause this. And as you pause this, pray, think, and love the way God wants you to love. And then click play again, and we will conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer. As you have come back in, let us just pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, our efforts at faithfulness are fraught with failure more often than we care to admit. Thank you that your love for us is never wasted. Keep us rooted in your word, eating at your table and praying by your Spirit, so that we may remember when we fail that we are part of your family, not because we deserve to be, but because you want us. Amen. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. May you know the presence of God this day. God bless.